Hello and welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet dreams a reality stitch by stitch and show you how you can create a successful and profitable business using your crochet, keeping a flexible lifestyle so you don't have to sacrifice too much time with your family. So this might sound really harsh to say, but when you are building a crochet business, when you are starting out, when you're growing it, and you're learning all these things, what you have to remember is that no one is going to make this happen for you. You can learn all the things. You can follow multiple coaches and learn all the things from Google and YouTube. You can do all the learning, but if you don't actually do the work, it's not going to happen. And no one else can do it for you. Only you can put in the work to make your crochet sell, to create the profits from it that you've been wanting. Only you can do the things. And it's really easy to fall into the trap of you're doing so much learning, therefore something has to happen. Which when you say it out loud, you think, why would I think that? But because you are doing so much learning, it feels like it should be making something happen automatically. But unless you actually then take what you've learned and put it into practice and actually sit down and do the work, it's not going to happen. I fell into this trap without realizing it. I was learning all the things, but nothing was changing in my business. And that was because I was spending so much time learning all the things that there was no time left for me to put things into practice. You've got to strike a balance. There is no point learning stuff if you then don't put what you have learned into practice. And because when you are starting out, if you've never been involved in running a business of any kind before, then because there is so much to learn, it's really easy to spend all the time learning and no time doing. Because you've got so much to learn. You've got all the financial side to learn, how to do the marketing, promoting, how to learn to use your social media platform, how to learn to write your newsletters, how to take pictures of your crochet so that it does its best for you, how to write listings on Etsy or Shopify, how exploring those platforms, discovering which one's best for you to use and doing the research on them. And so much more besides. It's a lot. And you have to do a lot of this right at the start. Some things come with time, like if you're going to have a website or if you're going to start using ads or a sponsorship or, you know, working with other businesses, that kind of stuff comes later. But right at the beginning, the very fundamental stuff, it takes time to learn. It takes time to do the research and learn what the best way of making money from your crochet is for you. It's a lot. There's so much. But you can forget to actually do the work. If you're going to learn to write newsletters, you then have to actually do the writing and send out newsletters to your list. You've got to build your list in the first place. You've got to write those social media posts. You've got to do the work and make a product line and take the pictures. It's all very well and good learning how, but if you don't actually do, it's not going to happen. You can soak up a lot of knowledge and things will seep in and start to change a little bit. But unless you really, really sit down and make sure you have the time to implement what you're learning, then you're falling into the trap of, if I'm learning, something's going to happen. And chances are you've not even thought about that. It's a kind of an automatic thing. It's far easier to sit down and learn something, whether it's reading blogs, watching videos, signing up for courses, it's much easier to do that learning than it is to sit down and do. The doing is the hard part. Learning how to do it is the easy part. Yes, it takes time, but it's the easy part. You've actually got to sit down and do afterwards. So I offer all kinds of ebooks and masterclasses to help you learn how to sell your crochet and different aspects of that. But unless you actually take what you're being taught and put it into practice, then you are wasting your time, your money, your energy, because it's not going to change anything. You have to do the work that goes with it, and only you can do that. Over the past few months, I've had messages from people asking me to help them out, which is great, but the way they're asking, it's they're wanting me to do the work for them. They're wanting me to tell them exactly what they should do. And the thing is, though, that there are so many different ways you can profit from your crochet that you have loads of options. And which options you take is going to be unique to you. No one is going to have the same setup. You may be selling crochet the same as someone else in the same town as you. The chances are you're going to do it in two completely different ways, because everyone is unique. Everyone has a different way of learning. Everyone has a different way of working that suits them better. Everyone has different lifestyle choices that they're going to choose. Everyone has different niches. And with the online world being as massive as it is, there are multiple platforms offering you the same service but work in slightly different ways, which means you are going to choose different options to somebody else, even though on the face of it you're doing exactly the same thing. But your businesses will be set up entirely different. So you may have different newsletter platforms, you may have different social media channels, you will be selling on different platforms. It's all different. There are so many options and so many different ways of working that if somebody set up your business for you, although on paper it would work, it absolutely would, if that setup doesn't suit you, the way your mind works, your lifestyle, it isn't going to work. You have to match the system with the person. And at the end of the day, you are the only person who can decide if it's the right way for you. So I can tell you what your options are. Only you can then decide which of those options works for you. And this is part of the learning process. This is part of the setup. This is the part of doing. You have to make the decisions yourself. People can give you information, but if someone is offering you a way of working that they set it up for you, and if you do exactly this, it's going to work. That's not true. What they mean is it worked for them. But what works for somebody else may not work for you. So you can't even copy what somebody else has done. You can just take it as a guideline, a few options, and see if it works for you. That might not sound very helpful, but knowing that you cannot take a ready-made system and turn it into your own because it may not work, because it's not right for you, only you can know that. But that comes from doing the research, it comes from doing the learning, and then making a decision, and then making it work for you, actually getting involved and doing. No one else can make it happen for you. It comes down to you have to make decisions and you have to do the work all yourself. No one can take the decisions for you. No one can put in the time and the effort to make it work for you. I can give you all the information in the world, but if you don't actually take that and do something with it, then listening to this podcast, taking my courses, reading my ebooks will do you no good at all. And it's hard. It is hard. Running and building your own crochet business is not easy. If it was, everyone would be doing it. crochet businesses don't fail because people cannot crochet and because there's no one to buy their crochet. They fail because they're not putting the work in or they're trying to do the wrong things. You either take too much time learning and so you leave no time to do the work, or you're doing work but you're not learning what the best options for you are. It's a double-edged sword. Take too much time to do, you leave no time to learn. Take too much time to learn, you don't leave enough time to do. You've got a big balancing act to do. You can make your crocheting business succeed no matter what niche you sell in. It's finding out how you actually make that happen and then putting in the work to do it. If you have a crochet business that sells entirely on social media, but you're only posting once a week, that's not going to work because there's no work going in. Very, very, very few people will see one post a week, and even fewer of who sees it will want to buy from you. You have to put in a lot of time into the promotion. You've got to be consistent and you've got to create content that people want to see. Whether it's social media, YouTube, TikTok, Pinterest. However you promote your crochet, you've got to do a lot of it. Because there are so many people on the internet and so many people selling that you've got to get the kind of magic number to balance out getting seen while fighting in this crowd of other people who are selling and hoping that the right people will see your crochet and buy. And the more you know what you're doing, the more you do what you have learned, the more that will happen. It sounds like luck. It sounds like it's the odds are against you. And a lot of ways they are, but there's a lot of things that you can do to turn the odds in your favour. A crochet business is down to more than luck in its success. It's down to hard work. It's down to doing the learning and making good decisions. It's learning how all these things go together and getting that balance so that your crochet business will work for you. It is not easy. It is time consuming. But you put the work in and you get to your goal sooner. And it can work and it will work if you are determined. If you balance the right sets of learning and doing, it will absolutely work. But you have to learn. You also have to do, because only you can make your crochet business a success. Only you can decide how that's going to happen. And only you can know what your aims are and if things are going in the right direction. So, do the work, but do the right work. Learn what your crochet business needs, however you choose to do that, whether it's to scour the internet for the information or invest in coaching, however that looks like for you, do that so you can learn what your crochet business needs, what your circumstances needs, how your mind works, what kind of setup that requires, and put that in place and put it in motion. As long as you do the work with the right learning, it will work. So Crochet Business School is here to help you if you choose to use us. And we have lots of masterclasses, ebooks, memberships to help you do that. So you can take a look into our shop at crochetbusinessschool.com/shop. And browse our services to see what works for you. So, thank you for listening. And if you haven't seen us yet, I'm now on Substack. So I'm no longer on Facebook. I have moved to Substack and you can subscribe for free to see my posts over there with more tips on how to run your crochet business and what you need to make it a success. So, thank you for listening and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now. Thank you.